هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه لی sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Dr. Graham Tom, Refugee Advisor for Amnesty International Australia, thank you so much for being with us today at SBS Kurdish.
My pleasure.
Just wanted to ask initially about the process of actually helping Behrouz to get out of PNG and get a visa for New Zealand. What was Amnesty's role in that process?
Well, there were a number of people playing a role in the process, and we have to thank UNHCR, who obviously provided him with a travel document. Mm-hmm. So, you know, travelling on a UN document is never an easy thing or a predictable thing, but they were very helpful in making sure that he had that document. Obviously, we were speaking with the organisers of Word Christchurch, who are the sponsors for him to come to an event, and it was very important to find an event that he could speak at, and as such an award-winning writer and well-regarded writer, you know, it was not too difficult to find various events that would be more than happy to host him to come and speak about his book. But to their credit, Word Christchurch were a group that were very keen to have him come and speak, and they had a long term engagement with New Zealand Immigration to make sure that they could bring writers to their events and host the events. And so, you know, they were looking to bring out Behrouz, and then they needed somebody to actually be the sponsor. And that's where Amnesty New Zealand stepped in, because, you know, we had met with Behrouz only a few weeks before, and it was obviously important to talk to him to see what he wanted to do and where he was keen to go. He is still in the process to go to the US, but this has taken a long time, and, you know, being on or in Papua New Guinea takes its toll. It's taken a mental toll on a significant number of the men there, and Behrouz has been at the forefront of highlighting the situation. So, you know, we were more than happy to assist him then, and making sure that people who needed to know were aware that this was happening, and that Amnesty New Zealand were going to be the sponsors. And once that was all put in place, it was really just a question of organising tickets, you know, working with Word Christchurch to organise tickets and flights, and then crossing our fingers to make sure it all went smoothly.
Mm. So he is there at the moment on a visitor visa. How long is that visa for? And what are the likelihood of him seeking asylum there?
Well, he has a one-month visitor visa. And so, you know, that enables him to speak at the event and obviously enjoy some time in New Zealand. We met with him when he got off the plane and spoke to him, and at the moment he's just happy to be a visitor. You know, he's happy not being in a process, not being a refugee, just being an ordinary person, you know, doing ordinary things in New Zealand. So he hasn't made up his mind. Obviously, legally he can seek asylum in New Zealand if he wants to, like anybody else. But he is still in the process to go to the US, I should say. So yes, we need to see how that plays out and whether that's where he wants to go. There are other visas as well that various governments have. You know, there are skilled visas. There are talent visas for, you know, exceptional sports people, writers, artists, etc. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are a number of different options available. And when he's ready and has made up his mind what he wants to do, you know, there will certainly be assistance waiting and available to help him with that. But for the moment, he's, I think, very happy just to be, you know, somewhere where he can walk safely down a street and just be himself.
Yeah, talking about safety, we hear reports about almost 50 men that are still detained just outside of Port Moresby in PNG. These are the men whose application for asylum have been rejected. And does Amnesty work with these people, or are you trying to help these men out of the situation there?
Well, we have very grave concerns for the men who are detained in Bamana. It's the Bamana Detention Centre. And you are correct, these are men who have been rejected through the PNG asylum system. Unfortunately, a number of the men didn't engage with that system for a number of reasons, which has turned out to be very detrimental to them, because they were just rejected without being able to actually highlight why they fear to go back. And we know that the vast majority of the men in Bamana are Iranian, and some of them have grave concerns for their human rights if they are forcibly sent back to Iran. And yet, it's pretty clear that the conditions that they're under are designed to try and make them volunteer to go back. So we have very grave concerns about the conditions they're being detained in, firstly, and secondly, the pressure they're under to go back to a situation where they could face human rights violations. So, you know, there are a number of organisations, including Amnesty International and others, who are working very hard to resolve this situation. And we see absolutely no reason why these men should be detained. You know, they're being detained incommunicado. Nobody can contact them. They're not allowed to phone their friends. They're not allowed to phone their lawyers. They're not allowed to phone their family. And this has been going on for a number of months now, so being held in these conditions. So it's a very serious situation for those men, and certainly something that Amnesty is working on.
Well, given that these are mostly Iranian, and given the situation in Iran currently with all the violence and the unrest due to the clashes with the government, is there any chance of reviewing or asking for a review for their status?
Well, that's what we've been pushing for. Unfortunately, to date, the PNG authorities have said, no, there was a system and that system's finished and this is the result. As you have highlighted, the situation in Iran is very serious at the moment, and we know it's from speaking to some of those people who are in detention and knowing their situation, that they have also articulated some very specific claims as to why they can't go back above and beyond the current situation in Iran. So, you know, we would certainly recommend a review of these cases, but unfortunately, that's in the hands of Papua New Guinea at the moment, and they don't seem likely to budge. So we need to do something for those men, and they cannot be detained in the way they're being detained at the moment. You know, it's simply unacceptable.
Well, Dr. Graham, Tom, thank you so much for your time and speaking with us at SBS Kurdish, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you talking to us.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.